WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design, the largest selection at the best prices, and that's a promise. Visit the showroom off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A Brazos County District Court jury reached its decision last night on the punishment of convicted capital murderer Gabriel Hall.
The jury sentenced Hall to death for the stabbing and shooting of Edwin Chard Jr. nearly 4 years ago in his College Station home. The jury's decision was the result of two unanimous votes. First, the jury decided Hall's a continuing threat to society. Then the jury decided there were no mitigating circumstances to warrant Hall receiving life without parole. Hall's lawyers did not sway the jury that the 22-year-old's life should be spared because he suffered a brain injury at birth, and how he was raised by his biological parents in the Philippines and his adopted parents in College Station. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The New Blinn College District president has reorganized top leadership. Changes from Mary Hensley includes changing the title and role of the next person who is responsible for the day-to-day operations of Blinn's Brazos County campuses. Instead of campus president reporting to Dr. Hensley, the position becomes executive director, who will report to a newly created position of executive vice president and legal counsel. As for former Brazos County campus president Sylvia McMullen, she's moved into another new position created by Dr. Hensley, that of executive director of resource and grant development for all Blinn campuses. Taking over as interim director of Blinn's Brazos County campuses is Dr. Hensley's chief of staff, Jimmy Bird. The College Station City Council will be considering regulations to allow outdoor food courts composed of mobile food trucks. The 27-page proposal received the endorsement of the Planning and Zoning Commission last week. Three public speakers gave varying degrees of support. Food truck owner Laura Mendez wants to be open in Northgate after the bars close.
Most of my sales come after 2 a.m., after everybody leaves the clubs, the bars, and they're hungry. I think it helps, actually, for us to be there and selling, because that way they don't have to drive someplace.
City staff told P&Z the police department wants nothing open after 2 a.m. in order to clear out the core area of Northgate. The cities of Bryan and College Station are co-hosting a public hearing on the future of ride-sharing companies. You're invited to tell city staff what you think about regulating Uber, Lyft, and similar operations on Monday afternoon. The gathering is in Bryan City Council chambers from 3 until 4:30. Bryan school board members were updated this week on the process of setting new attendance zones. While it won't start until the fall of 2017, the board may make a decision by next May. The realignment is the result of elementary schools going through fourth grade, adding fifth and sixth grade intermediate buildings, and changing middle schools to seventh and eighth grades. Assistant Superintendent Amy Drost says demographic information will be coming to the board next month.
And we want to consider any anticipated construction and residential growth within our community, and that's where the demographer is going to be key to tell us where she thinks our enrollment is growing and where in the next 5 years, 7 years, and 10 years.
Small groups will be formed soon that will start meeting in December, who will eventually participate in making recommendations. The small groups will be composed of parents, city officials, business people, and other community interests in the Bryan District. A second jury trial in Brazos County District Court this week is over. 41-year-old William Wagner of College Station was convicted of injuring a child and was sentenced to 7 years in prison. Wagner, who has been in jail since his arrest last August, punched his girlfriend's 10-year-old daughter, tried to punch a 12-year-old daughter several times, threw an upright vacuum cleaner at them, choked the family dog, and threw it over a fence, broke several televisions, and punctured multiple tires from parked vehicles. WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 69 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design. More news coming up at 6:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Meet Fred, world champion excuse maker.
That's me.
He's been late for work 5 days in a row. His excuses?
Someone stole my steering wheel, my cat had a root canal, my cousin's houseboat sank, and I had to feed my neighbor's ferret.
So what's his excuse for not going to AggielandHelpWanted.com? He knows he'll find a terrific new job from a great local employer.
Yeah.
It's free. There are more local job postings than anywhere else, and applying for jobs is even easier than ever before.
Well, yeah.
So, champ?
I was abducted by aliens.
Uh-huh. There's no excuse. Go to AggielandHelpWanted.com today. Long name. Amazing results.
Good morning, it's 6:11, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
Lots of cloudiness across the area for today. Some peaks of sun are possible, so is an isolated shower this afternoon. High temperatures today, 85 to near 90. Clouds, the risk of a shower overnight, lows will be 65 to 70. Tomorrow, clouds, maybe a break or two of sun in the morning, then a few more breaks in the afternoon. There's still a chance of a shower tomorrow. Highs will be up to 85 to 90. Partial clearing tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Sunny, 85 to 90 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M in the bye week. Their holder and quarterback says he just wants maybe to go play a little golf. That's Connor McQueen. We'll hear more about A&M football. Also, a look kind of ahead, a little something different going on in Columbia, South Carolina. The A&M volleyball team is supposed to go down there. They've canceled the football game. No word yet on the volleyball game. So we'll take a look at that. Plus a whole lot more like the wild card action last night and all that in sports at 6:50.
Police in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, responding to a report of a suspicious person.
Dun, dun, dun.
Stopped 146-year-old Genio Ruiz with a female companion. When the was stopped by the officers, they noticed that Mr. Ruiz had a chemical odor about him. Police found marijuana on him and a 20-ounce soda bottle tucked in his waistband of his pants. Bottle contained a cloudy substance and lithium battery strips.
Uh-huh.
Police said that it was what is known as a one-pot style of meth lab.
So he was walking around with his own...
You got a meth lab meth going lab. On in your pants.
Oh, those things explode and catch on fire.
Oh, I did. Sure, add that to the list, too.
But
yeah.
Put it in your waistband. You're fine.
Yeah,
exactly.
Information.
Yeah, we hear enough about guns in the waistband stories. The meth lab in the waistband story. Yeah. As I said, add that to the long list of reasons why you shouldn't be doing that. But aside from that.
Would that be a... Coke bottle?
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, very nice.
For the junkie on the run.
Yeah.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Good morning, 614, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's Thursday, October the 8th. This would be day 281, 84 of them to go.
Goodness.
It's Octopus Day, and I don't know why. It's American...
It's the 8th. I don't know if that...
Maybe the 8 legs, maybe, yeah, but it would seem like August 8th should be the one.
Maybe.
But, yeah. It's American Touch Tag Day. You might want to ask ahead of time. Just to let them know that you're playing.
Touch tag, you're it.
That's right. It's National Depression Screening Day. It's Pierogi Day. You like those kind of things? Yeah, they are. And it's Alvin C. York Day. I guess it used to be his birthday or something like that. All right, we got other stuff.
It's Bella Thorne's birthday from the Disney Channel. She's also going to be in the new Amityville movie. She's 18 years old. Angus T. Jones, the one that left 2.5 Men but came back because it was very lucrative and he had to do the last season. He's 22. Molly Quinn, the redhead in Castle, the little girl that's not anymore, is 22. Bruno Mars is 30 years old. Nick Cannon is 35. Soon Yi Priven. Yeah, Woody Allen.
That's enough. How old is she?
She's 42.
And he's, what, 94?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, something like that.
Matt Damon is 45. Jeremy Davies is 46 from Justified. Emily Pachter is 47 from CSI Miami. Stephanie Zimbalist, 59 years old from Remington Steel.
Hmm.
Daryl Hammond, the impressionist extraordinaire for SNL, is 60 and took over the job of Don Pardo after Don Pardo passed.
Yeah.
Robert Cool Bell from Cool and the Gang is 65. Sigourney Weaver, it doesn't say how old she is.
66.
Okay.
She's like 6'2".
Really?
Yeah, she's a tall lady.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
She's going to make a cameo in the new Ghostbusters movie.
Because she's part alien.
Yeah, that's right.
Suzanne Ray is 71. She was in Hee-Haw. Chevy Chase, 72. R.L. Stine is 72. He's the one that wrote all those Goosebump books.
I'm the one who read all those books.
He's 72. I don't think he's 79.
Did I say 79?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, he's 72.
Yeah, 72.
Yeah, he's been around a while.
And his movie comes out next week.
Yeah, matter of fact.
Jesse Jackson.
Oh, boy.
Is 74. Paul Hogan, Crocodile Dundee, is 76. And Rona Barrett, 79 years old.
Oh, my.
There's a name you haven't heard for a
long
time.
Yeah, back when I mean, she was like the only celebrity gossip in town kind of thing. And
resting comfortably under the rock of obscurity.
Probably so. Dennis Kucinich is 69 from Ohio. It's actually Cephalopod Awareness Day.
Okay, I was going to say, I looked up Happy International Octopus Day.
Yeah.
The reason it's not in August, it's October. October 8th. And as a preview for, we'll cover these tomorrow, October 9th, 10th, and 11th also have cephalopods.
Oh, they have other things. They're doing
Nautilus Night, and Squid Day, and Kraken Day all coming up.
Nautilus are cool looking.
Oh,
they just
really
are. They just, you know, I mean, I don't know what you could do with one, but show it off to your friends. They're going, oh, I got a Nautilus in here. Oh, do you? Yeah, so anyhow. Oh, good. So I'm glad they get a... at least a few days together. It's 6:17.
Gear up for fall at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment with a new John Deere Gator utility vehicle. Designed with extreme off-road performance and the ultimate in work capability, John Deere Gators are ideal for the sportsman who hunts, fishes, trail rides, or needs work done around their property. For a limited time, get 3.9% financing for 72 months and up to $800 off select models. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends October 30th, 2015, subject to approved revolving credit with John Deere Financial. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So as the administration prepares to admit, get this, approximately 200,000 mostly Syrian refugees into the U.S. over the next 2 years, well, a recent Senate hearing confirms what I have been warning you about for months. We have no way to run a background check on these so-called refugees entering our country. And last Thursday, a DHS representative told Senator Jeff Sessions there was no database on Syria that the U.S. could use to run background checks on the refugees planning to resettle in this country. Furthermore, the DHS admitted there's no way to identify refugees who become radicalized once they're in the U.S., saying, quote, we can't predict the future. Now, lucky for the administration, it doesn't take a crystal ball to realize this is just a really dumb, bad idea.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, I used to shave with a razor that was so old, they thought that LOL was a Morse code. But why did I torture myself with a gross old blade for weeks and weeks and weeks? I don't know, because I guess I didn't want to shell out the $20 for a pack of new ones. Thanks to the DollarShaveClub.com, that has changed all of that. Now I shave with a fresh blade whenever I want, which feels fantastic. The best blade I've ever used. Now you can upgrade to shaving with a fresh blade whenever you want for just a fraction of the price. Join me and millions of others at DollarShaveClub.com. That's DollarShaveClub.com. Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to Geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to Geico.com. Geico.com.
Tickets are now available for this year's Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo. Head out to the Brazos County Expo October 16th, 17th, and 18th. There's fun for all with the carnival, rodeo, awesome concerts, shopping, high-flying canines, livestock shows, a tailgate area, and more. Discounted tickets and unlimited ride wristbands available until October 11th at Producers Co-op, Cavenders, and online at BrazosValleyFair.com or call 979-821-1450.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Dell, the world's third largest PC maker, is in talks to buy data storage company EMC Corporation in what could be one of the biggest tech deals ever. A deal could be one option for EMC, which is under pressure from an activist investor to spin off majority-owned VMware. The CEOs of Royal Dutch Shell and ExxonMobil laid out contrasting visions this week for reducing fossil fuel emissions, illustrating a divide between U.S. and European energy companies ahead of a U.N. climate change summit. Toyota, which started selling its Mirai fuel cell car last year, will show a new concept fuel cell car at the Tokyo Motor Show later this month. In that car, the fuel cell stack fits between the front tires and the hydrogen tank, which is placed behind the back seat. That layout is intended to make the compact car more spacious. Crude oil trading at $47.99 a barrel on Wall Street, futures pointing to modest losses at the open. And that's your money now.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and fewer harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF. We create chemistry.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Come on down, Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down, Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. As a man... As a man who can admittedly be a little kid every now and then, there is nothing more fun than bubble wrap. There is not a business in the country that doesn't bring joy to men's hearts when a delivery is made covered in bubble wrap. There are even apps where you can pop simulated bubble wrap. Well, a comedian took it a bit further, and we love him for it. Pulling a page from World War II's Hobart's Funnies, a comedian named Eric Buss has created a special bike that's equal parts awesome and, well, quite possibly annoying. He took a roll. A whole roll of bubble wrap and a regular bicycle and hooked up the huge roll to the front so it gets rolled out in front of him as he pedals. And the popping sound is almost deafening.
This is my bubble wrap bike. Jealous much?
And it goes on and on and on. There is absolutely no need for this invention. This wouldn't help modern civilization one iota. It cures nothing. It fixes nothing. It solves nothing. It changes nothing. But for the love of all things just silly fun, this could quite literally be the neatest thing ever. Well, okay, maybe not ever, but at least the coolest thing today. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. As I am in and out of there, probably once every 2 weeks or so, I don't know that I've ever been in there and seen the same thing. I mean, there are some duplicates, obviously, but there's always something new and different to look at because he brings in heirloom stuff all the time. So if you've got something you think you'd like to sell, he'd like to take it off your hands. They do gold and silver bullion. He'll do appraisals, and they've even got a jeweler on staff for custom pieces. Go take a look for yourself. Sometimes it really can be like a museum in there. It's davidsjewelryandcoins.com online or in person on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's just down from IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and all alteration service for over 20 years.
Property experts at Selling Lifestyles, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors. Find Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
Experience a floral gathering at Trisha Barksdale Designs. Close your eyes and imagine your dream garden. Spunky snapdragons, bold Texas sunflowers, and dainty tea roses mingled with hints of lavender and sage. Imagine displaying this dream garden on your dining room table. Favorite blossoms and herbs joined together in Grandma's antique milk glass vase. Go like Trisha Barksdale Designs on Facebook to view her stunning arrangements. With a horticulturist's natural touch and your best friend's intuition, Trisha Barksdale creates one-of-a-kind, fresh, and silk designs to keep your home vibrant.
Good morning, 626. It's the weather brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging services. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Isolated showers, maybe. About a 20% chance if it happens, it'll be after 1 o'clock today. Higher, about 91 or so. 20% chance of showers tonight and then on Friday and Friday night as well. We'll just see. Temps remain about the same, right around 90, and our low temperature will be in the upper 60s, and we'll continue that. By the way, Monday is Columbus Day, just to kind of give you a heads up on that. Right now, the winds are calm, 87% relative humidity, and we've got 68 degrees out there.
Every year, a ton of money is spent on leadership development, and there are those who think most of that money is a complete waste. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Andro 400, I really love it. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. It feels like I'm 25. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man.
Guys, if you'd like to see results like Dave Ryan, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Every year, about $50 billion is spent on leadership development in the form of books, seminars, speakers, and programs. The results?
Has produced almost nothing. Employee engagement is low, trust in leaders is low, job satisfaction is low. You know, if something hasn't worked for 70 years, we can keep doing it, but the odds of it changing, I don't think, is very high.
Jeffrey Pfeffer, professor at the Stanford Graduate School of Business and author of the book Leadership BS, says the problem is anybody can call themselves a leadership or management expert.
There is no expertise required to be a leadership coach, to be a leadership speaker. All you need to do is be dynamic enough, and you can present yourself as an expert, and many people do. Number two, if you look at how leadership development is mostly evaluated in either the books or the blogs or anything else, it's a popularity contest. So we're evaluating entertainment, and we get entertainment rather than knowledge.
What we ought to be looking at, says Jeffrey, is results. What's the evidence that the leadership advice is actually effective?
There is, in fact, an evidence-based management movement. There's a Center for Evidence-Based Management headquartered in the Netherlands. So I think there are some systematic ways to figure out whether the recommendations are good or not. And what we've mostly done in the leadership field is look for cool stories and look for exceptional examples. That's why we haven't made very much progress.
Tomorrow, myths about what makes a good leader. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Seinert. A Brazos County District Court jury took about 8 hours to decide if Gabriel Hall should be executed for capital murder.
The jury sided with the prosecution, which was seeking the death penalty after Hall stabbed and shot Edwin Char Jr. and left his wife for dead after stabbing her almost 4 years ago. The jury made two unanimous votes that Hall's a continuing threat to society and that there were no mitigating circumstances to warrant Hall receiving life in prison without parole. Defense lawyers spent the majority of the last 4 weeks trying to convince the jury that Hall should be spared death because of how he was born and raised in the Philippines and when he was adopted by a College Station family. And Hall's lawyers also maintained he should not die because their client sustained brain damage at birth. Before the jury was brought into the courtroom yesterday, the judge denied 40 pages of defense objections related to jury instructions. Defense lawyers also objected to prosecutors using a mannequin to display what Hall was wearing at the time of the murder. The mannequin was allowed on the condition the jury was told it was taller than Hall, which was the point of the defense objection. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Tonight's College Station City Council meeting includes a proposal allowing outdoor food courts made up of mobile food trucks. Three speakers before the Planning and Zoning Commission voiced concerns. Alex Long, who is interested in bringing a food court to Northgate, says it would be cost prohibitive if he is required to rent mobile restrooms.
I got an estimate for the mobile trailers, just as described from a local company, and it was $583 a day. Generally, a truck would lease out a spot for around $100 a day. It's the most the market could bear. If you get more than that, you start to run into, at what point can we lease a brick-and-mortar building? One of our buildings on Northgate leases out for $191 a day, and it's 4,500 square feet with full kitchen facilities.
PNZ members directed public speakers to the council meeting to share their opinions, which also included a desire to be open in Northgate after the bars close, something that is opposed by the police department. For more than a year, the city councils in College Station and Bryan have been wrestling with proposed regulations for ride-sharing companies like Uber and Lyft. That has led to holding a public forum hosted by both cities Monday afternoon. Anyone with something to say about the rules covering vehicles for hire in either or both cities is welcome to speak. Monday's forum is in Bryan City Council chambers from 3 until 4:30. 4 months into her new job as Blinn College District President, Mary Hensley has made leadership changes affecting the Brazos County campuses. Dr. Hensley has moved campus president Sylvia McMullen to the director of a new department that will be responsible for generating new funding. Dr. Hensley has done away with the campus president's position and replaced it with an executive director. That person will report to another new position, executive vice president and legal counsel. Interviews are being done to fill the vice president's post, and the Brazos County director on an interim basis is Dr. Hensley's chief of staff, Jimmy Bird. A spokesman says the reorganization is more in line with the structure accepted by Blinn's accrediting agency. The Bryan School Board continues down the road to realign attendance zones by next May to give parents a year to prepare when they take effect in the fall of 2017. Assistant Superintendent Amy Drost says they recently sent this fall's enrollment information to their demographer, who will present a report next month. Then small groups will start meeting in December, composed of parents, business people, city officials, and other community representatives.
Where we meet with them, go over the zones, some samples, get their feedback, get their input. At the end of the small groups, we will bring all those small groups together for a collective meeting. February through April, we'll do some large group meetings. And then in May, we would like to be bringing you a recommendation.
The realignment is the result of elementary schools going through fourth grade, adding fifth and sixth grade intermediate buildings, and changing middle schools to seventh and eighth grades. Another Brazos County District Court jury heard about what three girls went through from their mother's boyfriend and their mother. The jury convicted 41-year-old William Wagner of College Station of injury to a child, and the judge sentenced him to 7 years. According to prosecutors, the mother recently sent the 10, 12, and 13-year-olds to live with their grandmother. That's after the mother attempted to have the charges against Wagner dropped and was uncooperative with investigators. In August of last year, while Wagner was drunk and the mother was outside the home, he punched the 10-year-old in the face, tried to punch the 12-year-old, and threw an upright vacuum cleaner at two of the girls. During the same incident, Wagner choked the family dog and threw it over a fence, broke several televisions, kicked in the front door to their house, and punctured multiple tires from parked vehicles. Wagner, who could have received a 10-year sentence, has a criminal history that includes punching a 14-year-old girl in Waller County. WTAW News Time is 6:35 at 69 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news coming up at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
People are going crazy for FanDuel's one-week fantasy football leagues. Listen up.
FanDuel, easily by far, is the best fantasy website on the planet.
With FanDuel, you have a new chance to win every week.
FanDuel's paying out $75 million a week this football season.
Plus, right now, FanDuel is giving you a bonus of up to $200 that gets earned as you play. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. Go to FanDuel.com, click the microphone, and enter the promo code 6161. That's FANDUEL.com, promo code 6161.
American Lube Centers wants to thank you for your business, 6 years and growing. Hi, this is Debbie at American Lube Centers. We specialize in oil changes and preventative care. Come see us for all your manufacturer-recommended services. My guys and gals at American Lube Centers give you the award-winning service that you have recognized them for 6 consecutive years. American Lube Centers, fast, friendly service, your one-stop shop for your complete auto maintenance needs. And take care of your car or dually today with American Lube Centers bumper-to-bumper comprehensive detail at our Tower Point location.
Andro 400, I really love it. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. It feels like I'm 25. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man.
Guys, if you'd like to see results like Dave Ryan's, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Aggie fans, the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show is at Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road for the 2015 football season. Show features the coach, questions from the floor as he joins the fans to talk some Aggie football. It's 7 o'clock, Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road each Tuesday night. Of course, you'll hear it all here on the Aggie Radio Network. But we'll see you at Rudy's each Tuesday at 7. It's the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show. Come and join us for 1 hour of all things Texas A&M football.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Good morning, it's 6:38. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. Running an office involves lots of details. Stopping your progress to run out for office supplies, one of the details you can eliminate. Click on Wiltons.com and they'll take it from there.
More clouds than sunshine today. The risk of an isolated afternoon shower, a high of 85 to 90. Mostly cloudy, maybe a shower tonight. Lows will fall back to 65 to 70. Some sun peeking through the clouds from time to time tomorrow. There's the chance of a shower in the afternoon, 85 to 90. Becoming partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows 65 to 70. Sunshine with a high Saturday of 85 to near 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
A bunch of my buddies are going to play golf.
Because it's an off week. We'll have more on A&M football coming up in just a little bit. Some scheduled jostling perhaps for A&M volleyball due to the flooding in South Carolina. Major League Baseball is in the wild cards and a whole lot more coming up in sports here in about 11 minutes.
So the Obama administration announced late yesterday that they strongly oppose a repeal of the crude oil export ban. That obviously does not make him a real popular guy in the state of Texas, as you could imagine. Of course, I don't know that he was necessarily a real popular guy before that anyway.
Yeah.
Bill Flores only learned about the Obama administration's stance while the House was voting on an unrelated piece of legislation last night. His quotes, "The president putting the interests of the Iranian leadership, the Iranian terrorists, ahead of the interests of hardworking American families by allowing Iran to export oil, but not the United States," he said in reacting to the news. He said, "Let's see how we do first," Flores said on the Friday vote, declining to predict whether a veto override would be realistic. Mike McCall feeling the same way, as was Henry Cuellar and Joe Barton, all of them kind of piling on to say they don't like the idea. And we discussed this, I guess, a couple of weeks ago. We had talked to Congressman Flores when the president seemed to indicate that they were going to allow some oil to basically seep under the door, if you will. And the thing is, there would be offsets coming back in the other direction, so the net gain for oil production in the United States for exporting it was pretty slim.
Would that be under the, you know, on the proverbial camel's nose?
Yeah, something like that going under the tent. The now, it's interesting because they passed a climate change bill yesterday in California. Okay. Now, it's kind of interesting because, again, the perception of California and being ultra greenies and all that stuff. Here's the story on this is the climate bill that they passed in California yesterday.
The bill requires the state get 50% of its electricity from renewables and a doubling of energy efficiency in buildings by 2030.
Okay, now that's pretty California, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Professor Jim Sweeney, a pre-court energy efficiency center at Stanford, asks how that'll happen when the sun sets or the wind doesn't blow, and how will excess energy be stored?
They want to make sure there's a healthy supply of natural gas-fired plants because you're going to need that to deal with that variability.
Oh. So wait.
You're gonna
have to use non-renewables because some of those renewables won't be available in times of the day. Okay. Right. So they're different. How? Yeah. Oh, by the way, you can bet that those renewables, they're going to be more expensive.
Oh, of course they are.
But it's California. If you live there, it's because you can afford to, right?
No comment.
Or you can't afford to escape.
Well, could be that too. Well, you know, you can afford to live there until you can't, and then you head off to places like Texas.
Uh-huh.
Just leave your politics there if you do, by the way.
Por favor.
Yeah. How about Rupert Murdoch? You hear about him yesterday. Wow. First of all, he suggests that we read a piece in New York Magazine that is entitled The Paradox of the First Black President. Murdoch raised some eyebrows yesterday when he said Ben Carson would be a real black president. Yeah. Uh-huh. And so he said, you know, if you got a problem with it, read the New York Magazine article called The Paradox of the First Black President. He also tweeted two stories: Carson, Detroit ghetto to brilliant neurosurgeon; Obama, white upbringing to community organizer; sincere men, different values. I like that.
Wow.
Anyhow, it's called The Paradox of the First Black President. That's in New York Magazine. That might be a read. Of course, we talked yesterday to Bill Flores about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP, and something that he's in favor of. So would it shock you if I said that Hillary Clinton's announced her opposition to it?
Isn't this like the second position she's had on this?
When she was getting paid by the Obama administration, you know, she had to be out there, rah, rah, wow, wow, this is really cool. And so in a statement, she said, I still believe in the goal of strong and fair trade agreement in the Pacific as part of a broader strategy, both at home and abroad.
Blah, blah, blah.
As I did when I was Secretary of State.
Yada, yada, yada.
Right. I appreciate the hard work that President Obama and his team put into this process and recognize the strides they've made. But the bar here is very high. And based on what I've seen, I don't believe this agreement has met that. If you'd like to cut right through it, it means she's got to do something to get those lefty wackos on her side. So that's why she came up with that. That's Hillary.
Harumph, harumph, harumph.
We mentioned yesterday in talking to Bill Flores that a special committee was probably going to be impaneled to investigate Planned Parenthood. The House voted yesterday to create that special committee. And the members voted 242 to 184 to establish a 13-member committee with board power to investigate any alleged wrongdoing by Planned Parenthood. Marsha Blackburn is a Tennessee congresswoman. She is expected to be the chair of the panel. She says, our investigation has raised many more questions than we've been able to find answers. We need to have a national conversation about these practices. This is a discussion we cannot shy away from. And again, Bill Flores had said to us yesterday, he's hoping to be seated on that special panel. We'll see what happens there. Harry Reid is suing the makers of that exercise band that they say blinded him. He and his wife filed suit. The Las Vegas Review-Journal says the couple filed suit against Hygienic Intangible Property Holding, the Hygienic Corporation, and Performance Health LLC, meaning you can't have all my money, I'm an LLC. The suit claims that the companies, quote, combined to create, manufacture, and market a defective product called TheraBand. In describing Reed's injuries, the complaint reads that the TheraBand was mounted to a sturdy object in his bathroom. While in use, the TheraBand broke or slipped out of Mr. Reed's hand. Now, I'm not an attorney and I don't play one on the radio, but the difference between the band breaking and it slipping out of his hand...
And your improper use of said band.
So now we get the answer of how his workout equipment injured him. He punched himself in the face.
Well, it says here, it says causing him to spin around and strike his face on a cabinet. That's how that happened.
All right, well, still.
Broken orbital bones, severe disfigurement, bruising of his face, hand injuries, facial lacerations, scarring, and broken ribs.
Aggravated face palm.
Yeah. Wow, listen to you. That was insensitive.
Thank you.
Okay.
Although, I mean, there's still that story that...
Oh, wait a minute, but we wish him the best.
Punched.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know.
My family.
Well, his
so
brother,
this is
right?
Plausible deniability.
Yeah, his brother beat him up, is what we heard. Sibling squabblery. Anyhow, we'll see. And as we say so often, watch what they do in California. It'll happen in the rest of the country. Maybe Governor Jerry Brown signed legislation yesterday that would make it illegal to fly paparazzi drones over private property. Mm. So we'll see how slippery that slope
gets.
Oh,
boy.
There we go. It's 6:47.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 10th, it's Farmer Rancher Liability Issues. Come explore a complex issue with tons of importance this week at Producers. And be sure to bring your legal questions. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
The best informed gardeners are also the best gardeners, folks who pay attention to the task at hand usually perform most efficiently. In the ambition of helping you deal with the frailties of gardening in Texas, we're going to look at the most critical facts with which you'll be faced, facts that can change the way you garden. I'll be back with details right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. This book was published just last year. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening, but an entirely new format. I barely opened the old 1991 book as I was writing this one. Chapter 1 covers the basics of successful gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is the information I used to include in my annual Texas gardening calendars, when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants you're growing. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf, fruit, and vegetables. I self-published this book so I can sell it for only $28.95 plus tax and postage, signed copy. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Satisfaction guaranteed. NeilSperry.com, 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769, NeilSperry.com. So we're talking about facts that can change the way you garden. Number one, your landscape and garden will only be as good as the soil you prepare for them. It's like the foundation of your house. If you don't do it right up front, you're going to have problems forevermore afterwards. So work a lot of organic matter into that soil. It needs to have some peat moss and compost, rotted manure, and I like shredded pine bark mulch. I mix some of all of those, maybe as much as 5 or 6 inches, if I'm preparing a garden soil for flowers or vegetables. Now, I also would recommend, if you have a clay soil, using expanded shale. You need to forget whether a plant is native or not. That really doesn't say much. It may be native over there 2 miles from your house, but it may not be adapted at your house, because soils can change dramatically in the state of Texas. And they certainly change when you go from one side of the state to another. The fact that something is native to Beaumont or Amarillo doesn't guarantee that it will grow in Amarillo or Beaumont, or you get the message.
You'll have the best results with quality plants from a quality source. I always encourage you to buy from a reputable full-time nursery source. Someplace where you can go if you have problems, someplace where you can go for really professional nursery advice. The best problem preventer is often a good fertilizer. That is a fact. If you will take good care of your plants, water them properly, and fertilize them properly, usually with a high nitrogen or even an all-nitrogen fertilizer if you're in a clay soil, and that nitrogen needs to be at least half or more of it in slow-release form. That way you'll keep your plants healthy and vigorous. Mulches are some of the hardest working tools in the garden. That's a true fact. Mulches perform many miraculous feats. They reduce the soil to air contact, reducing evaporation. They retard development of weeds. They reduce splashing. They moderate soil temperature fluctuations. And they look good. How about all that? The best gardeners can predict problems they're likely to encounter, and the way you do that is to pay attention to what happens and when it happens, and that way you'll know to mark it down so that next year you can watch for the same problem. You do not need to fear the use of pest control products, organic or inorganic. They've been thoroughly tested. The label will tell you what they're able to do, and that is a critical issue. And finally, most pruning is done improperly or isn't needed at all. You always want to prune with a purpose. Don't ever top a tree. Don't ever top a crepe myrtle, for example. I'm Neil Sperry. Wintertime houseplant woes will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. Ninth-ranked Texas A&M football team is on a bye week, and Coach Sumlin said he wants his players to sit back and get a little R&R. And that's just what quarterback and holder Connor McQueen says he's going
to
do.
It's good for a lot of the guys to kind of release. You know, I got a bunch of my buddies are going to play golf today, so it's just, you know, get away, kind of do the things we like to enjoy outside of football.
Guys will wait till October the 17th when they welcome number 8 Alabama and the Crimson Tide to town. Kickoff set for 2:30 with broadcast on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Texas A&M men's tennis advanced to the doubles team ITA All-American main draw at the Michael D. Case Tennis Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma yesterday. Sophomore Jody Arcanada and junior Max Larkin advanced to today's main draw with a pair of wins. Five members of A&M women's tennis team begin competition in the main draw at the Riviera Country Club in California. Junior Saska Gravalowska and Rachel Pearson will compete in the 64-player single draw, and two Aggie teams represent A&M in doubles, including Pearson and sophomore Ava Palama, who are the number 4 seeds in a 32-team draw, and the senior tandem of Steffi Histeroff and Inez DeHaza. They'll also compete in the doubles. A&M's volleyball schedule says they're to go to Columbia, South Carolina this Sunday. For now, that looks like it's the case, but the University of South Carolina officials have decided to move this Saturday's football game against LSU to Baton Rouge due to massive flooding in Columbia. Carolina officials wanted to keep the game in Columbia, but say law enforcement that would be needed to direct traffic and keep everything safe at the stadium would be overwhelmed. Game time, by the way, has not been set yet. In wild card baseball action last night,
a half swing, soft liner to second, caught by Castro, and the Cubs shut out the Pirates, and they will move on to St. Louis.
Jake Arrieta struck out 11 and allowed just 4 hits in the Chicago Cubs' 4-0 win over the Pirates in the National League wild card game. With the win, the Cubs earned the right to face their arch rival St. Louis and the Cardinals in the division series this Friday. Rangers are getting ready for the Blue Jays, and Rangers skip Jeff Banister says, don't count them out yet.
We know that that's a really good ball club over there. We look at the numbers. We've seen it. We hear everything that's being said. Dynamic ball club. A lot of power. They love playing in this ballpark. We know that we gotta play well. We got to pitch well, play well. We do that, we got an opportunity.
Things kick off in Toronto with Texas for Game 1 of the ALDS at 11:45. Houston is in Kansas City. Everybody's surprised that they made the playoffs at all, and it was a culture of change. At least according to A.J. Hinch.
They were tired of losing, and I think the one thing that was important to me in the spring was to get their mindset right to where, you know, our best was good enough on a daily basis. And you can't ever be comfortable with losing at this level. It'll beat you down. The mentality was, there was a great hunger at the beginning of the season. I think we needed to add some belief, and as we played better and better as the season went along, we started to believe a little bit.
First pitch tonight, 6:35. Both those games can be heard on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone, 102.7 FM. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell expects league owners to vote on franchise relocation to Los Angeles in the next few months. The current timetable calls for submission of applications for relocation in January, when the owners could vote.
We have three teams that are interested.
that have been struggling to get stadiums built in their own communities for not just several years, but even decades. And that's something that, as I said before, there's a recognition that has to get resolved for the long term.
Steelers president Art Rooney said that he doesn't envision timetables being changed, noting that St. Louis, Oakland, and San Diego still are putting together their proposals to keep their teams. In those same meetings, the NFL owners have approved more international regular season play through 2025, including the United Kingdom, Germany, Mexico, and Canada, with considerations even being made to move the Pro Bowl and make it an international game as well. And finally, the University of Texas at Austin says Bevo 14 has a life-threatening condition and will not travel to Dallas for Saturday's rivalry game against number 10 Oklahoma at the Cotton Bowl. The Silver Spurs organization did not detail Bevo's illness. Bevo 14 has been the school mascot since 2004. And that's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Batteries Plus bulbs keep stacks of batteries for cars, cell phones, watches, plus light bulbs for lamps, can lights, appliances, right on hand. The helpful experts at Batteries Plus bulbs can also repair your smartphone or tablet, usually while you wait. And we can help you get the exact Duracell Ultra batteries and light bulbs you need. Batteries Plus bulbs. Trust the plus.
At BatteriesPlus.com, you can order light bulbs and batteries for pretty much anything and pick them up in-store, located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle, it's this heartburn. When it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're back fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party. Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
It's the best time of year to buy from the best farm and tractor retailer in the Brazos Valley, Norman G. Tractor. Get zero down payment, 0% financing, top dollar for your trade-in, and free delivery. Get the Kubota L2501F 25-horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder and a 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth. And $2,250 in rebates for only $11,245 or $160 per month. Want your tractor to do even more? Well, try the Kubota L2501 HST 25 horsepower tractor with four-wheel drive, Kubota front end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and box blade with teeth. Get $2,250 in rebates. Pay only $18,145 or $231 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. Shop online at normangtractor.com, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G. And remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
At Bell Properties, we do all of your home work for you. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties anytime, 979-595-3468. Ringing the door bell to your future home and investment properties. Bell Properties can help you with all your real estate needs. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties today, 979-595-3468. Bell Properties for all your real estate needs.
It is time to go back in time. Bud Light invites you to join the fun of the Texas Renaissance Festival, beginning Saturday, October the 10th through Sunday, November 29th, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides. Only a 50-acre theater could contain this much adventure. Tickets are now on sale at texrenfest.com. Don't miss the legendary revelry of the Texas Renaissance Festival, brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. About 91 or so for a high, actually all the way through Monday, which, by the way, is Columbus Day. Low each night about 67 or 68. 20% chance of showers as we head to the weekend. It's 68 right now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan. WTAW FM, Buffalo. It's 7 o'clock.